Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Robin.
It hasn't rained us out yet.
Yay.
It's barely sprinkling. Hallelujah, indeed. Okay, so what did we do yesterday?
I have no idea.
The blind man with the mud? What happened to the blind man with the mud? Who did he meet?
Jesus.
Okay, let's try that again. The blind man with the mud met
Jesus!
There we go. It sounds like you're all awake now. So what? And then what happened to him, Janie?
He became able to see.
He was no longer blind. There's a word for this. He was healed. That, yeah. We were getting there. What else did we talk about yesterday? What was our other reading? You guys were doing the song yesterday. A campfire, I know. Lexi.
You can't cover light.
That was 2 days ago, but you're good at that one. We are talking about that, like, all week. That was Monday. Good job.
Moses and how he led the Israelites.
We've talked about Moses. We talked about him leading the Israelites out of Egypt. And the reading yesterday was the, who doesn't talk a lot? The burning bush. Who was in the burning bush?
God.
God. I know it's sort of tricky. Sometimes I make you raise your hand. Sometimes I want you all to answer. You're doing pretty well, though. I know. I do it on purpose.
I'm good at it.
So, yesterday we talked about Moses and the burning bush and the blind man being healed and being made able to see. And what did we do in the afternoon? What did we talk about?
Jesus.
Always a good answer.
The light of the world.
The light of the world, also a good answer this week. What did we talk about more specifically?
The Israelites.
The Israelites? Probably a little bit. Rachel?
I was going to say, like, how when Jesus calls us, it's not always, God calls us, it's not always, clear, and it's not always easy to do what he says.
It's not always easy and clear, is it? No. Sometimes it's kind of hard, and you were in the group doing challenge course games, right? So you guys, I hear, did some really great games to talk about this. Some of them were pretty easy, and then you got some of them that were really hard. And then some of you were working with Andrew doing what?
Media.
What were you doing there?
We're making a...
Okay, during Christian Ed, you guys were putting together a plan to take photos today about
prayers.
The staff are always reliable. They have to be. My minions. And then some of you were in songwriting and you're working on a great song. Riley's really excited. Yes. So, it's not always easy, but you are the light. Yeah, someone over here.
The light of the world.
Fisher.
We are the light of the world.
We are the light of the world. So, today, our first reading, what was it about? Okay.
The big eye.
There was an eye in it. Sophie. All part of one body. Let's see if someone else can get another part of it now. Who else? Emma.
I can't just have one body part.
You can't just have one body part. You need... How many body parts do you need?
All of them.
All of them. Good answer. So, if you're really good at being one thing, like my hand is good at things that my foot isn't good at, do I need both of them?
Yes!
Well, it gets really hard to get around if you don't have feet, doesn't it?
You can take a bus everywhere.
Yeah.
You have to do things pretty differently.
Yeah, you could have a peg leg and then have feet.
Yeah, you could have a peg leg. What this is the person riding this is St. Paul. Do you remember we heard about him earlier this week, too?
No.
No? The flashlight? Conversion?
Yep.
Yeah! So after he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, he went around and he visited a lot of places and he started churches. And then he started writing letters. How many of you have written a letter home? Ooh, there are some happy parents out there. So, how many of you have gotten a letter from home? There are some really nice parents out there. I went to camp from the time I was Corin's age until, well, now. And you know how many letters my parents sent me?
Zero.
One. Because I told them they had to. I needed allergy medicine. One. Not that I remember this. I have very good parents. But so Paul starts writing letters to all of these different places and all of these different churches. And today he's telling this church that we're all in this together. We're all part of one body. And just because you're good at one thing doesn't mean you can be mean to the parts of the body that are good at different things. And who knows what a metaphor is? Lots of people know what metaphors are. Can the Maxes tell me what a metaphor is? Either one of them? It's a figure of speech. So Paul isn't saying we're literally a hand or an eye or a liver or something like that. He's saying it's like that. We're like a body. And just because you're good at one thing, and we remember our list in the collect this morning, some of the things different people are good at. So we have people like Andrew, who's really good at media and videos and audio, and I'm not that good at it, and he sort of puts up with me. Right, Andrew? He's nodding.
And vice versa.
And vice versa. I'm good at things that Andrew isn't as good at. But together, we're good at a lot of things, and we need each other. We like each other. And Dave is good at things that I'm not good at. Dave can fix boats. I can't do that. Well, Dave can drive the boat. Dave doesn't let me drive the boat anymore. He did that once.
It is true.
Never again, right,
it
Dave?
It is true. I do drive a boat better than you do.
Yep.
You're right. Never again.
That's yep.
What'd you do?
There's a small prop issue. It's fine.
What'd you do?
Ask Dave at lunch. Dave will tell you about me driving the boat at lunch.
Did he crash?
Okay.
No,
because we're going to keep going with the sermon now, but we all need to be good at different things. This is why we have that list of things that's getting really long in our collect about different things different people are good at. So, and then we have the gospel, the sort of strange reading where Jesus is preaching. When the gospel says he, this time it's Jesus. And Jesus says some weird stuff. He says, blessed are... He says the meek. He says the peacemakers. He says those who thirst for righteousness. The slaves and the free. He's got this weird list, but he's saying a lot of people who might not be important otherwise in the body are actually really important. So this afternoon we're going to keep talking about what you're good at and how we need to work together to be even better. Okay? Okay? Nodding?
Yes.
Okay.
Even better. Prayers of the people.